Five taxi ranks and several routes in Soweto were shut down this morning. We're joined on the line by Gauteng Transport MEC Ismail Vadi. Ismail Vadi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, officer, how are you?
Very well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well.
What led to this decision?
There's been a long-standing conflict between two taxi associations in the Soweto area, known as the Nanduwe, this is an Anfield Dube West Taxi Association, and the Vatwatasan Taxi Association. They belong to the same parent body, but they've been competing over routes, and they've been encroaching on each other's routes, and this has created quite a serious problem. So violence has been going on for several months. At the moment, we are investigating 13 cases of murder, attempted murder, malicious damage to property, intimidation, assault. So a whole number of cases involving more than 30 people. And all efforts at mediation, at conflict resolution have failed. So we're really at the tail end of the whole process now. And 2 weeks ago, I had issued notice to, indicating that I intend closing down the ranks. Of course, they made representations, and some of it was quite feeble. And ultimately, we published a notice in the Gazette on Tuesday that that five taxi ranks and the routes associated with those will be closed. So this morning, the security officers and law enforcement people have completely shut down those ranks. And I'm happy to say that no taxis have been operating. Earlier this morning, we confiscated quite a number of firearms from a private security company that seemed to have been aligned or so with one of the taxi associations. And one person tried to continue with services. That person was also arrested, and the passengers had to disembark, and we will be prosecuting that particular taxi driver and operator.
Now, what were the routes that are affected? And while taxis are not operating on these routes, where does it leave commuters?
Look, fortunately, in the Soweto area, there's quite a bit in terms of public transport. Metro Rail is there, although in our public meeting we had last night, people said that Metro Rail is not too efficient, and we accepted that. But Via Vaya is running, the Spatco bus is running. And we must remember that we're not shutting down all operations in Soweto. We're only shutting down a particular route that's linked to five taxi associations. So both Nanduwe and Wata, on the routes outside of this conflict zone, they are free to operate. And of course, other taxi associations from Soweto, there's STS, which is the Soweto Taxi Association, there's Dol Jota, they are continuing with their operation.
As you indicated, that this came after a process that was followed, and when there was no resolution that was found, eventually you shut down the route. There's obviously an extreme measure that has been put in place. What do you hope to achieve by shutting down the routes?
I think it's an emergency measure. It's a drastic action that's taken from the government side to prevent further conflict. That's the first thing. We want the violence to stop, because innocent people are being shot in the crossfire, and there have been casualties and fatalities on the side of both those associations. So it's not like only one side is victim, both of them. And because they belong to the same parent organization, we can't understand why, in a sense, like these brothers are fighting and fighting violently. So the first thing is to get peace into the roots. Number two, we've made it very clear, we want all private security companies to withdraw. This is a taxi service. It's not a security service, and therefore all private security companies must withdraw. And the third thing is that they must stick to their roots. I mean, each of the organizations have got their roots. These are registered with us in the National Department of Transport. They must stick to their roots. If they encroach, that's when the conflict starts. So those are the three minimum conditions. But we're hoping that, this is giving them time off, time to think. I'm told that the National Taxi Alliance, which is the parent body, did convene a meeting today of a number of associations from the area, the regional structures, and also they invited the local structures. Some discussions have taken place. I think they are urging the two parties to really find each other on this one and to stop the violence. If we see some stabilization of the area over the next few days, our doors are open. We will talk to them. But if not, if the violence continues and there's instability, and for the whole month, the routes will be closed. And if we have to extend it further, we will do so.
We certainly will follow up on these developments. We appreciate the time. MEC, Jazakumullah Khair for chatting to us.
JazakAllah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was MEC Vadi speaking to us about the shutting down of 5 taxi ranks. And what is interesting is that the fact that the two associations that are fighting are linked to one mother body. And, you know, it's really mind-boggling that people can go to this lens to fight over, you know, certain things that ought to have been agreed upon.